Shalom, today's daf yomi is Ksuvos daf pe gimel, Ksuvos 83, and we're going to start at the Mishnah on top of the new chapter, HaKosevu Ishto, the ninth chapter of Maseches Ksuvos, one who writes to his wife. So says the Mishnah, HaKosevu Ishto, Din Udvarm Einli bin Nechasayach. If a person writes to his wife, listen, I don't have any din or dvarm, I have no claim against your property. So this person says straight out, I don't have a claim against your property. So then we say, Hareze ocho peros bechayeha, he can still eat or consume the peros, the dividends of her produce while she is alive. Vemesa yorsha, and if she dies, he's able to inherit her. Imkein lama kasav adin udvarim ainli b'nechasayich. So what does he mean when he writes this phrase that din udvarim ainli b'nechasayich, that I have no claim or I have no claim against any of your properties? What's the effect of it? Shemach rav nasna kaim. So it means that if she sells it or she gives it away to somebody, that that's a valid sale. Meaning to say he's not giving up his right to his produce. So as we said several times in our discussions, that a husband has specifically three rights over his wife's nichsei melug. The nichsei melug is the plucking property that she brings into the marriage, and he has the right to the plucking, so to speak, to the feathers. So first of all, he gets the peros, whatever it produces, whatever that property produces. If she has a building, he gets the rents. Second is that he gets the Karen, he gets the principal when his wife dies, if he's still alive. And the third thing is that he has the right to cancel any sale. She doesn't have the right to sell the property while she's married to him. But since now in this case he writes din vidvarim ainli b'nechasayach, he says I have no din udvarim, I have no claim against your property. So he has not given away. He is not giving away his rights to the payros. He's not giving away his rights to the dividends, and he has not given away his rights to inherit her. So what is he meant to do? He meant to say, and the Gemara explains, he meant to say that he's giving away his right to block her sale of the property. So let's say he says, Kasav, well, let's say he says, Din vidvarim eli b'nechasayach ube perusein. Let's say he says, I have no claim to your property and to its produce. Well, under these circumstances, hareza eino ochal peros b'chaya. Under these circumstances, he is giving away the right number two. He's giving away right number one. He has no ability to block the sale. And number two, he's also giving away his rights to her fruits, to the fruits of her property while she is still alive. But after she dies, then he will still have the right to inherit her. V'meisa yorsha, if she dies before him, he still has the right to inherit her. So that's the ruling of the Tanna Kamma. So Rabbi Yehuda comes along, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. Well, olam ochal peiro peiros. He under these circumstances, he is indeed still retaining the produce of the produce. He's always going to explain that, meaning to say he's not giving away the rights to the produce of the produce. The Gemara is going to say specifically what it means, but he's not giving away the peire of the peros. The simplest way to understand that is, so he still has given away his rights that if, let's say, there's a field and the field produces oranges, the husband has given away his rights to the oranges. But if she takes those oranges and sells them and purchases other field, that other field, the husband has not given away his rights to the produce or the oranges that are produced by that second field. So the only way he's going to lose that, says Rabbi Yehuda, is if he states din udvarim eli b'nechsayech ubeperosein ubepere perosein adolam. He says I have no claim or argument against your property, their fruits, and the fruits of their fruits from now until forever. Let's say kasavu dinu dvarim eli b'nechsayach ubeperusayin bechayecha uvemoseich. Let's say he says, I have no claim against your fruits, the fruits of your fruits, and all of this during your lifetime and during your death. So then we say, Einu ochel peros b'chayeha. So then we say, okay, yeah, while she's alive, he's given away all his brides to her fruits. The imesa, and if she dies, Einu yorsha. He does not inherit her. He's given up away all three rights. Rashi Shimon Gamliel says, no. Imesa yirashena. Even if she dies, he will still have the right to inherit her. He can't sign that away. Fundamentally, he cannot sign that away because we have a very, very important principle. The principle is masna shemasna masha kasa b'torah. We call masna masha kasa b'torah to no battle. He is making a stipulation against what is an explicit commandment of the Torah, an explicit direction of the Torah, that the husband has the right by biblical law to inherit his wife, and so therefore he has to be able to inherit his wife, as Gemara in Baba Basra 111b explains, and so therefore he cannot sign that away. And so if he says I'm signing away that right, then he's stipulating against the condition of the Torah, and therefore it's not a valid stipulation.